This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 47 of bookcareers.com live. Just before we kick off, don't forget to let anyone you know who's looking for a publishing job about how to job search in book publishing course, which is happening on Friday the 13th of December 2019. You should go to bookcareers.com/htjs to find out more and use the code podcast to get a discount. Now, I've had a few interesting conversations this week about returning to work. Someone asked, if they give up their job and go travelling for a year, they've been told they'll never get back into the industry. Is this true? No, this isn't true. You will get another job in publishing, even if you go travelling for a year. Then I got asked about taking an extended career break. How long a career break can you have without feeling completely removed from the publishing industry? This question was from someone who was thinking about taking an extended period of time off to bring up a family. I would reckon about 5 years is probably the turning point for when things might feel like an insurmountable challenge. But as you know, or you should know by now, nothing is impossible in my eyes, and with the correct guidance and support, getting back to work after any sort of break is achievable. Probably the most common breaks from work are parental breaks, usually maternity and paternity breaks, and traditionally these can be around 6 to 12 months. The main difference with a parental break and a career break is that you're probably returning to your existing job, not a new one. Another kind of return to work break might be one similar to what I experienced when I ended up on unexpected long-term sick leave from my old day job for a period of 8 months. And it's really the returning to your current job after a period of time that I want to address today. Because it seems such a simple thing. You're off from your usual job for months and you go back and everything should be the same, but it's not. It's different. Now, there are detailed booklets on the ACAS and government websites about how any return to work should be managed. But here are some quick tips to help support you if you're on an extended break or if you've got a colleague who's off and about to return to work. Tip 1. Shell shock. Depending on why you've been off work for so long may depend on how shocked your body is to return to the daily routine. So in the 2 or 3 weeks before you start, put that daily routine back in your life. Set your alarm clock, wash, dress and have breakfast and be ready by the time you would usually leave in the morning for the office. It's almost like a trial run, but you aren't doing it for just one day, you're doing it for many days. The same applies if you've got your body clock used to you taking an afternoon nap whilst you've been away. Reset your body clock so that you go back to traditional sleep times. It's especially useful to do this if you are a new parent and trying to cope with sleepless nights. How are you coping with the sleep deprivation during the day? Tip 2. If you've been off sick, you should be returning to work on a phased and gradual return. Do ensure that it works for you and it isn't overtaxing. You shouldn't be told to come in and work a 5-day week after many months, and being told to let someone know if you're flagging towards the end of the day is not a phased and gradual return. A well-balanced phased return might be anything from 1 to 6 weeks or even longer depending on your health. It's not unusual to go in for one morning a week and gradually increase this so that by week 3 you're maybe up to 3 mornings or 2 mornings and 1 full day. Your health comes first in all of this, though, and don't rush any return. Tip 3. Reasonable adjustments. Do you need any reasonable adjustments to be made for your return? Maybe it's having a safe space in the office to retreat to if it all gets a bit overwhelming. Or is it that now you need a different chair, computer monitor, voice recognition software, or a headset when answering the phone? Tip 4. Flexible working. What flexible working arrangements are needed? Is it a 5-day week over 4 days? A day working at home? Flexibility to work at home when there is no childcare or your child is ill? Or do you need to work different hours, such as 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tip 5. Plan your evening meals and your wardrobe for the week. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But this can make a huge difference to your confidence, morning routine before you leave home, as well as save you time. And if you're feeling exceptionally tired in the evening, having your evening meal already prepared can help you switch back into normal, especially as the food you eat one day is the fuel your body uses on the next. Tip 6. For those in the office, do ensure the desk of the returner to work is clean, clear. I came back to 8 months of sales kits on mine, and is properly equipped, and no one has pinched the stapler, hole punch or pens. 7. Now, the reorientation meeting or induction meeting. This is a good idea to have either the week before you return to work or on your first morning back. It is to advise of any changes in personnel, working systems, or anything critical. However, this is not the meeting where changes in your job should be introduced, and not a meeting where you should be expected to make any decisions, sudden or otherwise, other than choosing whether to have a tea or coffee. This is because returning to the same job, in my experience, is probably far more stressful than going into a completely new environment. When you return to a job, everyone knows you, everyone knows what you can do. They may have been waiting for you to return to get your expertise and input on tasks. Colleagues are probably expecting you to be exactly the same as they remembered you, yet everything feels a little scary, hazy, and a little bit too much. The pressure to perform and emphasise your value to the company can be overwhelming, far more overwhelming than if you were going straight into a brand new job in a new company. Whilst your employer might want you to get to make decisions on that first day, your decision-making muscles might be a little rusty, so don't feel pressured into accepting anything you don't feel comfortable with. And if you're the employer and you're in the office, you really have to make allowances and not insist that the returner to work makes complex decisions immediately. There always has to be flexibility and understanding. Now, the changes to the working practices. You're the colleague that hasn't taken the time off. What I recommend you do, basically, whilst your colleague is off, is to keep a log of significant changes, whether it's personnel, a third-party supplier, a change in the software or server. That sounds really obvious, doesn't it? But after 8 months, I went back into the office. They'd completely reorganised where files were stored on the server and no one had bothered to tell me. So my rusty brain was completely overwhelmed and flummoxed, and I felt panicked and isolated. I'm sure you would not want any of your colleagues to feel the same, so please do make the extra effort to help them reorientate. Tip 8. And remember, If you are returning to work and things aren't as you wish, speak up. Your employer has a duty of care to ensure that they have created an environment that is fit for you to return to. If this is not the case, you need to let them know. And as per usual, if you need any support with any of these points, do please get in touch with me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers or on Twitter @bookcareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.